Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I would just like to remind everyone that we are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored by our great friends at Lifetime Medical, 333-3333. They're looking and recruiting right now for assistants and certified nursing assistants, and they're just a great company to work for and wonderful people. But today is all about philanthropy and about what people do that is good. So we just talked to our friend Rick Simone from the CNC Education Foundation, which has just been started and was generous enough to award Waterfire some money. But they've been doing so much more. And now I have my wonderful friend Ross Nelson from Cox Business. And I'm going to, I was going to mess it up. So I'm going to let you say it, your exact title, Ross.
Vice President of Cox Business.
Yeah, all right. Well, Ross, I'm so glad you're here.
It's great to be here. What a wonderful day.
I know. And it's nice out, and I've got you here. And, we were talking on the phone earlier, and I know everything that you do for Waterfire. So if people don't know, and I'm not really sure how you couldn't know, Cox is... Ben, Cox Communications, Cox Business, has been probably one of our largest supporters for years and years and years. And for that, we are very grateful. But, what I like to hear about, Ross, is everything else that's going on, because not only do you support Waterfire, Cox is really... it's a family-owned business, right?
It is. It's an Atlanta-based family-owned company. It's a nationwide in markets across the country. But we really like to think of ourselves as a local Rhode Island company or a local Connecticut company. Wherever we have a system, that's where we're local. So we consider ourselves a Rhode Island family company.
Well, I know that because I see where you put your money back into your communities, right, which is pretty amazing to me. And again, I'm going to thank Cox for supporting Waterfire, but I think more than that, you've got something coming up. What is this thing that's going on? And there's a deadline.
Right, there is. Get Started Rhode Island is our economic side of what we try to do in the state. It's a Shark Tank-like event. So we
are you as mean as the people on Shark Tank?
No. We try to help them. There's no trick questions. We don't try to hurt anybody. But it's actually a lot of fun. We get 200 to 300 people there for networking. There's 6 companies that get to pitch their company. They get 3 or 4 minutes to talk about it. We have a great panel of judges that will ask, good questions, pointed questions, offer some advice to them. And then we select a winner. And this is our 4th year.
So wait, can somebody say, for instance, that I've got a great idea?
Right.
Which I have a lot of them, by the way, out there. Mm-hmm. But let's say I have a great idea, but I'm all by myself.
Right.
Could I come pitch it?
So what we're looking for is companies that are slightly past the idea stage, that they've either got a working business or it's basically startups that we're looking for.
Okay.
So you could be a sole proprietor. You could have a couple of employees. But we're looking for something that's a little bit more tangible than just a thought or an idea, right? Mm-hmm. So what we're hoping is through the prizes that we offer, the visibility we can give you, that we can give you that next little nudge to get your business to take off.
All right.
That's the goal.
And it's rather substantial because it used to be $10,000, right?
Right.
And you guys just really took it through the moon.
Right. We're up to $40,000 in prizes in cash. So... what we look at this is we have a responsibility as being a local company to help drive the economy,
mm-hmm,
right? So how do we do that? Well, Get Started is one way. And getting more visibility and more companies to apply and more people to show up, we raise the prize money. In the past 3 years, it's been $10,000 worth of cash and services. And right now, we're up to $40,000. So the cash now
crazy.
Is crazy, right?
That's wonderful.
Fire
crazy.
Sale, giving stuff away. So $10,000 in cash. We're partnering with Beta Spring, so you get a membership to Beta Spring. So you can take your idea, you can go to Beta Spring, they can help you develop it and grow it. You do get Cox Business services, so whether it be internet, phone, video, to support your business free. We give you an article on Inc.com's magazine website,
wow,
which gets tremendous visibility. And also you get advertising in the Providence Business News, the Rhode Island Monthly, advertising on Cumulus Radio, mm-hmm, our partner, and a lot more. But so it's meant to be a fun night. It's meant to get visibility. It's meant to give you an opportunity to grow and develop your business. So it's win-win for everybody.
Who's won in the past? So I guess that would be my question, because I'm trying to figure out who's eligible, who's afraid maybe not to apply by, it's July 15th, right?
Right, right. So to give you an example of the six people we had last year, we had a company called CBC, which actually won. And what they do is they provide rooftop wind energy solutions. So instead of the big wind turbines you see, mm-hmm, these are roof-mounted and they can produce electricity. So he had a prototype developed, and he was able to demonstrate what it cost, what it can save, how it's good for the environment. So he was the winner. Another woman was Delish Skin, which offers organic, non-toxic skincare and cosmetics that she makes from food.
I'm in.
Right? She makes them from food. Move In, which was a student trying to serve the student population for buying back and refurbishing furniture at the end of the school year. So instead of going out and buying new and then getting it, throwing it away, they would sell it at a discount.
Nice.
So Ocean State Smoked Food Fish Company in Warren, they were part of the Hope in Maine incubator. And they make, they offer fresh, locally smoked fish products, very different types.
Like smoked salmon?
Smoked salmon, yep. So now they've got a product that's already marketed, but they need that next little kick. So they were a competitor.
So can I ask you something? So when you're giving the award, does it go to multiple groups or just to one?
It goes just to one winner.
Okay.
So they get all the prizes we just talked about. So it's, what we're trying to do is make it an impact, right?
Yeah.
More cash, more services, more resources, rather than just a little bit, right? So if we can really help them, that's what the goal is. And then last year we had a ExactSense, which was a drone, 3D drones, for mapping utility lines, rights of way. They can do it significantly faster. So that was the first time we'd seen a drone.
Oh, wait. So are you those drones that are coming over water fire that Barnaby's getting really upset about every now and then?
Right.
I'm kidding.
Now, we do need to talk to you about our event, though, coming up, and we might want a drone. So, I mean, those are some of the winners. We've got great panelists coming. We've got Melissa Withers from Beta Spring.
Yeah.
She's got a great background. Tom Burgess, he's the CEO of Linkable Networks. He's both... lives and grew up in Rhode Island, but he works in Boston as well. He's sold a couple of startups. He's founded four others. So he's going to be a great asset. He knows what small businesses do. He knows how to market them. He knows how to grow them. And he knows how to sell them, too. So.
Well, because it's different. It's a different environment, isn't it, when
right.
you're doing when you're trying to bring up a small business as opposed to if you're in something that is so large and corporate and
right.
and big.
It's supporting small businesses really where the growth is, right? 6 out of 10 jobs, new jobs, mm-hmm. come from small businesses, and 50% of the population works in a small business. So if we can stimulate that, maybe we can move Rhode Island forward faster.
Rising tide floats right. all boats, isn't that
that's
what
exactly
they say?
Right.
So that's one thing. So let's tell people, because if you're out there and you are listening and you do own a small business, you have an opportunity right now to actually get in the game and be part of what's happening and be maybe you are the $40,000 winner. Who knows?
You might be a winner.
Exactly, Ross.
Right.
I mean, you don't know unless you put it out there, right?
Right. So let me tell you how to get there. So you have to register online. Okay. It's coxblue.com/getstartedRI.
All right. coxblue.com/getstartedRI. Okay.
Okay. And the event is September 22nd. Mm-hmm. It's 5:30 to 8:30. It'll be at the Providence Biltmore downtown, upstairs in the top in the ballroom. Beautiful, beautiful venue. And what's better than hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and a networking event?
Yeah, but if people want to get into the game,
you have to register online by July 15th.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right.
So, I mean, if anyone's listening, why wouldn't you take the chance? Why wouldn't you actually just put it out there? Because you don't know. Maybe your small business, which you just, you know, you're not thinking of, maybe Ross Nelson and the people at Cox will look at it and go, you know what? that's brilliant.
That's the new idea.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, I've known Ross for quite some time now. And it's not only what Cox does. I mean, this is amazing to go from 10,000 to 40,000, support something and support people that are here in Rhode Island and small business, which I know has always been a very big structure of Cox business, is keeping things kind of home-like,
right,
and making you feel at home. All right, sorry, Verizon. I have Cox at home. I call every now and then, and I actually talk to a person, which is really freaking weird these days. And yes, you're right, it is cool. But, you know, more than just that, Cox does things not only for WaterFire, not only just this initiative coming up, but something that I find to be really beautiful, and I think that everyone needs to hear it and pass it on, please. You do something where you're giving services for a lot less money to people who might need a little bit of help, right, Ross?
Right. So the biggest issue we find in the state, being an internet and a telecom company, is the digital divide, right, is getting everybody access to the internet, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a luxury anymore. You need it for accessing your medical portal, right, your patient portals for your doctors. You need, the kids need it to access homework and grades. So what we've tried to do is say, how can we bring internet to low-income families? So we partnered with a company or nonprofit called Connect to Compete. They're a nationwide nonprofit, and they're working to bring students and families online and working with companies like Cox. So who's eligible? If you're on the free lunch program, the SNAP program, and I think a new one is HUD Section 8 housing, you're eligible for this. And it's broadband speeds.
Everyone should have access.
Everybody.
Everybody, because the world's changing so quickly, don't you think? I mean,
I have
got
my kids,
three daughters, right?
Right, and they're online all the time. And it's not just, you know, online with Twitter or Facebook or whatever they're doing. It's homework. It's research. It's now they're applying for jobs online. So it's an absolute necessary.
Just not to be funny, but do you remember the day that we had beepers? Remember the day of the beeper?
And encyclopedias. You go to the library. They're 3 years old and didn't have the current president in there.
My father used to say, look it up.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress. I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So continue. So,
it's what we found is not a broadband. Rhode Island is one of the most broadband-ready states in the country. 99.7% of Rhode Islanders have access to broadband in Rhode Island. So getting it's not the issue. It's adopting it is the issue. Right.
What does that mean, Ross?
So some folks, 1 in 5 Americans don't use the Internet. They may not see the value in it. Right. The FCC identified 3 reasons why they don't use the Internet. It's either cost, digital literacy, or they don't see the relevance. So if you have parents, let's say, that don't use the Internet, you know, whether it might. I won't pigeonhole any careers, but there's some that may not use it on a daily basis, so they don't see the value in it. If they don't see the value in it, they don't have it in the house. If they don't have it in the house, the kids can't use it, mm-hmm. right? So it could be a cost thing. So what we've done is we try to partner with the individual schools, the superintendents.
Nice.
We bring it to the Boys and Girls Clubs. We're actually even partnering now with some hospitals to say it's a non-traditional way to bring it to the schools.
Yeah.
But think about hospitals. They take care of all of us, regardless of income level. But a lot of their access is through their patient portals online. If you don't have a patient portal, if you don't have access to the internet, you can't get there. So we're trying to work with them to help them help spread the word for Connect to Compete. So it's a non-traditional way to get there,
yeah.
But it's still important. So,
well, I mean, it is important, again, because everybody needs to be connected. When I lose my phone, I'm lost. I don't know what you're like, but I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. And if my battery's dead and I wake up late, I'm like, oh,
that's right.
There goes the world.
I think I'd rather leave my laptop at home than my cell phone.
Totally.
Right.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break in a second, but we are talking to Ross Nelson from Cox Communications and Cox Business and wonderful supporters of WaterFire. But if you've been listening, so many other opportunities that Cox gives to our community. And if you would just take a moment to listen to what they're putting out there, you know what? you might just apply. You might just get what you need. Anyway, you're listening to AM 790 and Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, your station for talk and business. Talk to you in a sec. And hello, 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 and welcome back. And thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon. We had that wonderful rain shower. And I have had two incredible guests on this afternoon, and I'm going to continue talking to one of them. But today is about giving back, and it's about philanthropy. And earlier I talked to Rick Simone, who is my friend and the executive director of the Cianci Educational Foundation, which was just started. And, of course, Mayor Cianci, as everybody knows, was on WPRO. And, hey, we used to be on at the same time. And I remember one time walking in the door, and there was all these cameras because he was about to run for mayor. And I said, "I'm really sorry, sir. The paparazzi's following me. I'm not really sure what to do." But I'm back here with my friend Ross Nelson from Cox Business and Cox Communications. And, you know, just talking about giving back to our community and making things better and the initiatives that you have going on. So I want you to just, can you just recap what you're doing that people need to apply for by July 15th?
July 15th. So Get Started Rhode Island, the Shark Tank-like event that we have, it'll be held in September 22nd, but the important date now is July 15th. If you're a small business, if you're interested in pitching, we'll take all the applicants. We have a team that'll go through them. We'll select the final six, and then those folks will move on to the round in September 22nd. But first, you got to go to coxblue.com/getstartedRI to register. Mm-hmm. So you can register your company to pitch that online there, and you can also register to attend as well.
Who's judging this? This is what I want to know.
So we've got quite a good panel. We've got, I mentioned a little earlier, we've got Tom Burgess, who is a serial entrepreneur from Boston. Melissa Withers, who's the managing director and co-founder of the Founders League in Beta Spring in Providence. We have James Ledbetter, who's the editor of Inc. magazine. Yep. He was there last year, and he's just a wonderful guy. He loved the event. He even brought his mother to the event last year.
Nice.
Yeah, so we got to meet her. And then Mark Murphy, the editor of the PBN.
I love Mark Murphy.
Mark's a great guy, a good friend. So we've got a good panel of judges. They're engaging. They're active. They'll ask good questions. But it's a great opportunity for visibility for your company. And again, it's $40,000 in prizes.
That's huge.
Cash.
It huge. Is. Huge. And, so, you know, my husband, who kind of walks in and out here and always helps me, said a very smart thing. He said, "You know what, you're helping to bring up the middle class. Like, there's not a lot of opportunities sometimes that are put out there that people can actually, you know, I guess throw your hat in the ring," right?
Right. Yeah, that was actually a really nice sentiment. I really appreciate that. We hadn't looked at it like that, but we do feel like there's a social responsibility on our part to help grow the economy. We have 800 employees in Rhode Island. We live here. We work here.
800?
We do. So we have a vested interest in making Rhode Island successful. So whether it be through Get Started, whether it be Connect to Compete to bring internet to low-income families, or it's Cox Charities, which we've donated $6 million since 2001 to the local community. We support City Year, Center for Dynamic Learning, Newport Community Schools,
and
Boys and Girls Clubs.
Waterfire.
And Waterfire, one of our favorites, right? So it's just nice to be able to be in a position, like I said, we look at ourselves as a local family business.
Yeah.
Not a national corporation.
I know that just because I know the people that work there. And as I said, I pick up the phone when I've got an issue, and I actually talk to someone, which to me makes a very big difference these days, rather than press one.
Right.
Press two.
And they talk like we do.
Yeah. So anyway, I am so happy you have been here. Thank you so, so much.
It's great to be here with you. Always good to see you.
And always, we are so grateful for what you do for Waterfire.
Thank you.
Just in general. And you're just fun. I'm going to get you and the other three. He's got three red-headed beautiful daughters and a beautiful red-headed wife. And I'm going to bring you all on one day, and yeah, it's going to be a redhead fest.
That's a lot of crazy at home.
Well, everybody, listen, we do not have our next fire until July 9th, but check it out. Next week, I'll be telling you everything that's happening on July 9th, and we've got some really beautiful, beautiful, I guess, commemorations and celebrations and things to talk about. So I hope to see you down by the riverside. My name is Bronwyn Dannenfelter. I'm your host, and you have been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And thank you, National Grid and Lifetime Medical.